Joel Bonacera is a 7th grade math and science teacher at Albemarle Road Middle School. He knew his students played video games, but he didn't realize the full extent until he overheard a sweet, friendly girl in his class.
She was talking about how she had just annihilated this other boy online on Call of Duty and was like headshotting him and all these other things. And I said, "Really? You?" And she said, "Oh yeah, of course. We all play."
Bonacera was amused, but it also got him thinking. If all my students are playing video games, maybe I should use that to suck them into math and science. Now, we're not talking about games like Call of Duty, where there's lots of headshots, but Minecraft, a game many of his students already play. You can create whole cities out of blocks, and if you want, fight zombies or populate them with villagers.
I put Minecraft in front of a kid. They look at this, they go, "Hey, that's a game. I want to play that." I say, "Yeah, you do. And while you're doing it, just write your thoughts down over here about what you're doing. Okay, next week, let's plan out what we're going to do and show the mathematical reasoning behind that. Okay, the week after that, let's make a full-blown blueprint."
Bonacera plans to try this out this year. Last week, he attended a CMS tech conference to get some ideas.
This is the portal. You have to figure out the physics of how to get from one place to the other.
Trish Cloud is a technology teacher at Torrance Creek Elementary who uses video games in her classroom. Only a few CMS teachers do. She suggests setting up a classroom like a video game. Students start off the year with 0 points and work to get to 100. That's an A. Along the way, they'd have to fulfill a bunch of learning quests, some of them on the computer, some of them not.
You're the game master. You control the strings. You control the quests. And you can decide when mastery is achieved and you unlock the next quest for your student.
Across the country, a lot of people are talking about using video games in the classroom. Neuroscientists, educators, grant makers. There's even a public school in New York City geared around gaming. The idea is not to just set kids in front of a video game, but make that game work for what you want them to learn. There are critics who worry teachers will rely on video games too much and kids won't learn what they need. Lucas Gillespie is a technology coordinator at Pender County Schools in the eastern part of the state. He says bringing video games into the classroom takes planning.
What we need to do is integrate the learning and the things that we want to do and weave it into the gameplay. And we can do that. It's possible. We've done it. And it works wonderfully.
Gillespie runs 2 Minecraft servers for the district and even designed an elective around World of Warcraft, where players create an avatar and fight monsters and complete quests.
And at the same time they're playing the game, they're also reading Tolkien's The Hobbit. And so they're drawing parallels between their experiences as a hero in World of Warcraft and Bilbo's experiences as he goes along his hero's journey in Tolkien's The Hobbit.
There's a lot of writing that accompanies the lessons. They learn about poetry, argumentative writing, can even incorporate that into the game. Gillespie says the students are engaged in learning. Bonacera, the CMS 7th grade teacher, is optimistic about the year ahead. He's a gamer himself, and he knows how hours can just slip by learning a new game like Plants vs. Zombies.
I never felt stressed. I never felt like I was under the gun. There was exciting moments where I was like, "Ooh, this is intense," but I felt prepared.
And that's how he wants his students to feel when they learn math and science. If it takes a video game, then so be it. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.